Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do not adjust your digital device. What you are about to see and hear may shock and appall you. Join our hosts as they encounter countless thrills, spills, chills, and hilarity as they explore the very weirdest in pop culture. The following media is so strange, so beyond the scope of what is normal, it will make you ask the question, why does this exist?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why Does This Exist? I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we promised this show. We promised this show exactly a year ago. We regret it. Now that we have watched this movie, we regret it. Painfully. This is the Lulu of movies, and we're giving it away for free. This is... We really didn't think it could be this bad. It is. We reviewed the first movie in this trilogy in title only. That was bad, but we at least enjoyed that. This is just dreadful. We are talking about Thanksgiving 3. We watched it. It does exist. There is no Thanksgiving 2. This is a real movie. You can watch it for free on Tubi, which has, well, a lot of misses and occasionally a hit.
Yeah.
I think I could say that with confidence, but well, it's a free channel, so do what you can. But then again, the Roku channel is free and the Weird Al biopic was amazing. So
exactly.
Take that how you will. Okay. If you don't know what you're listening to, hold on to your butts or in the immortal words of Caitlyn Jenner, as told by Trey Parker. Buckle up, buckaroo! We are Why Does This Exist? We are a podcast that talks about the very weirdest in pop culture, whether that be a movie like we're about to do, a TV show like we did last week in loving memory of Kevin Conroy, a video game that everyone loves, like Diddy Kong Racing, like the previous week, or a comic book character that goes against the grain, such as Spawn, which we did the week before. We're about to review something that you can't even watch it to laugh at it. It is just... Oh.
It's just not good.
Unlike the first one, you cannot watch it to laugh at it. This is just unbelievably bad. But you're going to listen to it for yourself. You can find us on social media. You can find us on Twitter for, well, however long there is a Twitter to even exist. Over at twitter.com/WDTEpod, I believe, is it. We really haven't used it. Because Twitter is Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. I believe it's Why Does This Exist Pod, Facebook.com slash why does this exist? Pod, that might be it. Let me pull it up so that the good people can go and like that page, and they can send us some really strange things, such as a buff cartoon character cakes pictures, and hopefully nothing weirder than that. but we're going to probably get that. Yeah, you can find us over at, well, I love how prepared we are. Why Does This Exist Pod? Facebook.com/Why Does This Exist Pod. You can tell us we're doing a good job or bad job. Two ways, in private at whydoesthisexistshow@gmail.com or in public on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com. Why Does This Exist? With a question mark at the end. You can like, subscribe, comment. I have to upload a bunch of our episodes on there, or for the most part, I really just have to put in some descriptions and hit the publish button. I'm just so lazy. I have several businesses to run, and I also have a regular job. Sue me. Well, please don't sue me. I can't.
No.
I can't afford a lawyer. As much as I love Larry and Steve, who are excellent guys, I'm not sure if they would do it for free. That said, you can also find us wherever you get your podcasts, and please give us a decent star rating and help other people find this thing. Also, the same deal goes for the YouTube channel. However you interact with it, it'll get more people to look at it, and that's the goal at the end of the day, because eyeballs equals money. Speaking of money, you can give us as little as a dollar or as much as you want by heading over to patreon.com/whydoesthisexist. If you want to do that, that would be great. We also have a website, whydoesthisexistpod.com, where we have a bunch of cool articles by our pal Tony. We will have that website possibly for until April, when we stop paying for the premium on what the hell is the name of that platform? Not Wix, Squarespace. And we're going to migrate things over. We're going to migrate all the articles over to the Patreon. So that's that. There's the news. Here's the weather. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge from a ragtag group of rogues. Let's get on with the goddamn show. I try not to curse, but this episode, it's going to be pretty explicit because I had to sit through this abomination.
Yeah, it was an abomination. I will say,
this is more like, this is, it wasn't even an abomination. This was an abortion. This was an abortion that would not die. It was just crawling out of a birth canal, wanting to die, and it just couldn't and wouldn't, and no one would kill it. It was like, it's like, you know the Quatto thing attached to the guy in Total Recall? Picture that. That's what this movie was. This was a Quatto.
I was going to say, the only redeeming factor of this movie, of the whole movie, the only thing that kind of, like, made me go, huh, like, you know, like a one chuckle laugh, you know, was the beginning where you, like, the friggin', you know, the woman from the first movie, the Pilgrim, is now in space in a spacesuit with her tits hanging out.
Yes.
And she gets blown in half, and Turkey says, "Nice tits, it bitch, in space." That was the one. Okay, it's okay. Like,
that was the good, yes. Job. I popped for that too. I was just like, oh my god, they started this one with boobs too.
Yeah,
and well, I thought,
and also the right after that, there was a friggin' when the pie, the talking pumpkin pie, comes on.
Yeah,
it does the Star Fox friggin' screen thing pop up. Like, he pops, and it makes the same exact sound as Star Fox 64.
Yeah,
when,
it does.
The characters talk to you. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, that was the only thing.
Yeah, pretty much it was only the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it, I was like, the rest of it, my response, which I don't know if I've said these words more times in a sitting than I have now. What the fuck is going on?
Yes.
That's pretty much my reaction to the entire movie past that point. If you're looking for a plot, good luck.
Yeah, the plot There's like five different plots happening at once. None of them make sense. None of them are connected. Like, it's like they looked at, like, they read that book, like, How to Write a Script in 30 Days or whatever, and did everything opposite of what was in that book, basically. Like, nothing makes sense. The plot is so convoluted that, like, it's not even, like, funnily convoluted, like The Room, you know, like Tommy Wiseau's The Room. It's, like, just stupidly convoluted.
Right. And it's not like they were trying to actually make a coherent movie. They were trying to just do the dumbest thing in the world.
Yes.
And then they had five other ideas, and they decided to do them too, and they were all equally bad. And they just said, you know what? Let's just put them together.
Yes.
Now, Thanksgiving was shot on a budget of $3,500.
Yes.
This sequel was funded on Kickstarter by a total of 466 unlucky bastards. I mean, backers.
Are they really unlucky? They fucking paid for this.
They did. They did. And they pledged over $100,000. The goal was $100,000. This movie made $112,000 and $112,248. I'm so baffled that I can't say the number.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. So despite having a bigger budget, they kind of blew it on puppets and a cooler looking turkey costume. I will admit the turkey looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they blew this on, I'm not sure what, but mostly puppets.
Awful puppets.
Well, like, no, really? Also the robot. Well, yeah, the robot thing looks kind of cool, too. It was like, this is kind of like if Gwar did a movie. This was similar to a Gwar movie, except the Gwar movie had more of a plot to it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild if you've ever watched any of the Gwar movies, like Phallus in Wonderland, or It's Sleazy, or any of those things. This is just bad and nuts.
It is so bad. So, I don't even, like, know where to start with the plot. Like, the first scene, that one we were talking about with, like, the space scene, is actually,
It's like if Jim Henson was on acid and crack at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
While making this movie. I don't
Except
even
he also
know.
Had no talent at all.
Yes. Well, crack and acid will do that to you. At the same time anyway. Definitely crack. The acid by itself, maybe it'll give you some strokes of genius here and there. At least musically. I'm not quite sure how that translates to cinematography.
So this,
but the crack, for sure, will take away any talent you have.
This is called Thanksgiving 3, but there is no actual Thanksgiving 2. Thanksgiving 2 is a plot device in Thanksgiving 3, and that's like the first opening scene where turkey's in space flying a spaceship that looks like a turkey baster. And basically that's supposed to be a scene from Thanksgiving 2, which is a long-lost movie and has been utterly destroyed and burned, much like the copies of E.T. for this Atari 2600 in the middle of the desert. And we find out that there's one copy that exists, and this puppet named, what's her name?
Yomi.
For some reason, she has it in her backpack.
Well, she's able to get it because, like, whoever's supposed to destroy it ends up just throwing the last copy in existence into the dumpster instead of, like, burning it.
Yes.
And somehow a talking trash bag and a weird gay cat that's a cartoon on her backpack that can suddenly talk to her are able to get the video out of the dumpster / backpack, or I don't know. But she's somehow separated from her mind. Her mind is a puppet.
Her mind also looks like a fucking female reproductive system.
Yes, so it does.
You're there.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke, but it's really weird.
Yeah, it is. So Turkey is trying to get the movie back because he needs to broadcast it to the world because the curse will be passed on to everyone else or something.
It borrows from The Ring, so like...
Yeah.
So, like, the Rings thing, if you haven't seen the movie The Ring or Ringu, for those who enjoy Japanese horror movies, I do. I've seen both of those. Anyway, if you've seen that, then you know if you watch the tape, you die in 7 days. You just die. The things in the tape come after you and they kill you, and it's not good for you. Turkey's thing is anyone who watches Thanksgiving will be just murdered pretty much immediately, and that's what he's trying to achieve by killing every person in the world. Because, and there's also another plot device. There's also another plot point where it's like Turkey's origin, kind of, because there's a wise old Turkey, and there's like a Turkey heaven land thing. In some guy's backyard while he's trying to make a Thanksgiving-themed theme park, but not really. This movie is... It's like... Well, what did I tell you? I told you it was like Peter Jackson's first movies. Like, his first three movies if he was on crack and acid.
Yeah.
More than Jim Henson. But this is quite bad. Turkey was like a part of the Wise Turkey Council, and then he kind of snapped when the first Thanksgiving happened. So he's trying to like take vengeance on the world, on mankind for Thanksgiving. So he wants to kill all of them because they murder all of his kind every year, which is, he's kind of justified there, but nobody really cares.
Yeah,
that's how he wants to get revenge on everybody, is through his elaborate ring device from Thanksgiving 2.
Yeah, he's also mad that because he sees a commercial on TV for the main character's product they invented, which is like a fucking, it's like a machine that basically like you put a live turkey in and it picks all the feathers off and cooks it and stuffs it and makes it into a fucking turkey dinner without doing anything. It's like, I don't even know what the fuck it's supposed to be. It's very strange. And for some reason, so the main character's name is Uncle Donnie, and he's like just a regular dude who wears a fucking like powdered wig and like Revolutionary War era clothing. And he's trying to create a theme park called Thanksgiving Land with his friend Jefferson, who is also wearing a powdered wig and Revolutionary War clothing, and has a stick with a butter knife taped to it.
Yes.
Because he's the head of security. Like,
we wish we were making this up.
You would literally have to be doing crack and acid to make up a plot like this.
Yep.
Like, the friggin', like, one of the main guys at Bethesda who, like, literally took acid and then wrote the lore of the Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind, like, makes way more sense than this, like, whoever wrote this story. Like, honestly. The guy literally fucking took acid and wrote the fucking lore, and this, that guy makes more sense than, I'm assuming this guy was sober when he wrote this plot, but who the fuck knows?
I guess.
I mean, I don't understand how you can be. So, Uncle Donnie finds Yomi in the fucking dumpster, because it's somehow, like, right outside the fucking studio where he records his commercial or something. And, like, she, like, goes with him because he's gonna help her find her brain or something. I don't know. Again, it's like... It's so hard to follow the plot because it makes no sense at all.
Not to mention the perverted grandma rapper puppet.
Yeah, so I think this is supposed to be Jefferson's mother is a puppet rapper grandmother who's also like a fucking complete, like an utter whore apparently too.
Yes.
The puppet is like fucking disgusting looking. It looks like something out of friggin' like a trauma movie.
Yeah, it's not very easy on the eyes.
No. So I don't even know how Turkey tracks them down. He just does. That's right. His son. So Turkey's son, he kills the wife.
Five people pledged $1,000 or more for this. One person pledged $5,000. Two people pledged $10,000.
That guy should be punched.
Holy crap. These people really loved this.
The two people that pledged $10,000 were like the friggin' director's mom and dad or something, probably.
I don't know. Listen, they got at least like seven people to pledge $1,000 or more.
You freaking get people to trick people to pay for anything. Turkey, kills his wife, and then his son...
Oh, yeah, he does do that. Turkey has, a full family.
Yeah, and he gets his son to join him in his evil crusade, but then the son gets killed, and then he sends the son's spirit out to go look for the last copy of this DVD of Thanksgiving 2, and then the son possesses the DVD and becomes... the DVD comes to life as the son. And
yes.
So, and then Turkey, tracks him down to their house. It's like a friggin' cabin in the woods where they live, and they're trying to build Thanksgiving land. And he kills the grandma. He kills friggin' Jefferson.
He kills everybody.
Then, yeah, well, he doesn't kill
mostly Uncle everybody. Donnie. He doesn't kill Uncle Donnie. He doesn't kill Yaomi. And I guess that's really it. And there's also another. There's also two other puppets that are trying to track them down, that is trying to track Turkey down, because I'm not sure why. One of them is...
they're trying to kill Turkey or destroy the curse or something, and they're from space or
They're from space. They're like, they work for some, they work with another alien worm. The worm is also a pervert, and the worm is... it's a gay worm that kind of resembles John Waters a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of Paul Bearer, too, in the face. I'm not really sure. And then there's his weird... there's his robot friend slash sex slave, I guess. I don't understand what's going on. Or the robot's his lover. I'm not entirely sure.
All I know is that the robot somehow can make a friggin' vortex come out of his butthole.
Yeah.
And the robot, and the friggin' worm has to, finger the butthole and then, put all these, numbers on a keypad, and literally
it's just a bunch of nines and a pound sign.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of nines and a pound sign. And, it somehow makes this worm, this friggin' wormhole or vortex appear that destroys...
everything, and Yaomi's mind is in there somehow too.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But, yeah, I really don't understand it.
Well, and then, so Turkey comes and attacks, and they, Uncle Donnie or whatever puts him into, a machine. I don't know if it's supposed to be, the prototype of his, original, his product that he invented or something. But it's, this machine that, stuffs and plucks Turkey. And launches him out into,
The graveyard. Yeah, they have, a big one. He has, a huge one, which is supposed to be, the original prototype one. And somehow this one can talk, too.
Exactly.
And that also has, a dirty mouth. So all it does is it just curses and yells at him.
And then Turkey gets ejected out into this graveyard, but of course he comes back to life because he's, immortal. And then he somehow resurrects all these turkey skeletons that, join him in a...
he has a zombie turkey army, and then they go into Turkey's lair
thing where it's just,
I thought it was supposed to be hell or something.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be hell, and it's just the oven. Also, Yaomi's mind keeps telling her that it's in different places, only to be in the vortex the entire time.
Yeah,
like first it tells her it's in the backpack, then it tells her that it's in hell, then it tells her that it's in the vortex. And then, I don't know, I have a feeling that it tells her that, like, it was with her the entire time at some point, but I don't remember. My brain cells are just destroyed, and I feel like my brain cells went to the store, they all bought a bunch of, like, guns and knives and heavy artillery, and they came back into my brain, and they came back and created my brain and just stabbed me and shot me with everything that they had and just unloaded on me for making them dumber by watching this.
Yeah.
That will happen to you too if you watch Thanksgiving 3 for free on Tubi. We're not sponsored by Tubi. I just like saying that. Wish we were. Maybe Tubi could start paying us, but Tubi is also free. There are a lot of ads, and I noticed that the ads on Tubi were pretty much all local ads.
Yeah, I was seeing like a lot of ads for Medicare and shit. And I'm like, what?
I saw some Medicare ads. I saw like local car dealership ads, and I didn't that like are walking distance from me, and I didn't know that they even had commercials. Like, I was seeing commercials for Arirang, and I was like, what is going on? And these commercials were not very high budget.
Well, when it's a local
when it's place, local, it's not. But it was like, but these are like commercials from like 5 years ago at least.
Oh, no.
Like, there were cars in the front of the lot that you would never see in front of a used, you would only see them at a used car lot. And these cars are not, and these lots are not used car lots. So you could tell right away that they've been using the same commercial for like 5 years.
Yeah. Well, it's Tubi. They probably can't afford anything else.
Yeah. Well, Tubi doesn't make the commercials. The business.
No, I know, but I mean, yeah, the business can't afford anything else.
Probably not. Maybe every 5 years they can only make the commercials. I don't know. I'm not the one who does the books for these people. I'm not their accountant. I'm also not the one who tells them, yeah, you should advertise on Tubi. Have you seen Thanksgiving 3? Great movie to put to do advertising in.
Yeah. The fact that your advertisement appeared on this movie and made me have to sit there watch it longer because I had to sit through ads makes me not want to buy your product.
At some point, there's like a weird homage to Evil Dead 2 where Turkey makes a chainsaw and he says gravy, but he puts the chainsaw on his dick.
Oh, yeah.
For some
and then
reason.
He, like,
well, he loses off his dick because the zombie turkeys resurrect him without a penis for some reason, and he just puts the chainsaw there.
Yeah.
And I think at one point he says, I'm going to fuck you with my chainsaw dick. It's terrible.
And then he chops off friggin' Yomi's hand, and then she like looks like she's dead, but then it's like, oh, she's a puppet, so all he has to do is like stick his hand up her ass, like Donnie or whatever, Uncle Donnie, and that's all he does, and then she comes back to life.
Yeah.
So, and then she goes to hell with the worm guy to find
and
her mind.
Yes, and also makes friends with rats who enjoy sniffing each other's buttholes and guessing which cheeses they ate that day to pass the time.
It's just so bad. I want to find every copy of Thanksgiving 3 and fucking burn it. Because it is cursed.
Yes, I do. I second that. I would pay these people to not do this if I knew that there was a Kickstarter for this and this was the final product. I would pay them not to do this.
Let's start a Kickstarter campaign to have Thanksgiving 3 removed from Earth.
That's a good Kickstarter.
Yeah, I bet we can make more money than the budget of this movie.
I don't know. If they can make $112,000... I think we got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. So after she like gets the DVD back from hell, like the worm guy ends up getting wounded or something, and then like Muff, who's like the giant robot, like crushes him by accident, and then like all of a sudden like is like depressed, so he blows his own head off with his arm cannon. But it's like okay because he's a robot, and then they end up getting the friggin' vortex to work anyway because like the worm guy isn't actually dead because he's a worm and he could just regenerate or something.
Yeah.
And so they make the vortex appear in the butthole, and then like they throw the copy of Thanksgiving. And
also apparently there's another side plot. Yes, there's more. Where there's like a moment where like the worm. Where, like, you find out the turkey and the worm banged on, like, during the making of Thanksgiving 2. And the worm thought that, and, like, turkey, like, thought he was a woman somehow. And the worm was like, no, turkey, I'm gay. And turkey gets, like, super homophobic. For reasons. I have no idea.
Just so they can make the movie worse.
anything to make this movie like worse. They just went. They made sure that nothing this had to was be off like, limits.
This had to be like a producer's like scheme where they were just trying to make the purposely the worst movie possible.
It's because very it's possible. So
bad. There's no way that they like said, "Oh, this is okay." They looked at this movie and said, "Yes, this is a good movie. It's going to have great reviews."
Citizen Kane and this, two best movies of all time.
Yeah, there's no possible way they looked at this and said it was acceptable.
No, they must have just said this is so fucking bad.
And if they did say that, then I hope they never make another movie again, because clearly they have no clue what the fuck they're doing.
I mean, when they listen, according to the Kickstarter page, because there's really nothing on Thanksgiving 3 except for people who reviewed it and gave it a positive review for some reason, which we can't ever listen to them ever again.
Well, they're probably in good faith.
Yeah. Probably are on crack. Jordan Downey and Kevin Stewart, old pals and collaborators. Jordan directs, Kevin shoots, and we both write together. Oh boy. As 20-year-old college students in 2007, we set out to make the best damn so bad it's good cult movie. It's called Thanksgiving. Well, they definitely achieved that. I like Thanksgiving. I hate Thanksgiving 3. We're here now to raise funds for an ambitious follow-up at this time around. We're dropping the so bad it's good and replacing it with fucking awesome. No, that was a failure.
Yeah.
This was not fucking awesome. This was fucking awful.
It was awful with a capital A.
Like, this movie made me want to take a shower.
This movie made me want to friggin'...
It made me want my time back, and I almost never asked for my time back, but I was like, I didn't know what else to do.
Thankfully, yesterday I
went to the movies and redeemed myself, and I watched Terrifier 2.
Yes.
And that was fucking awesome. If you're into gruesome horror movies, that's for you. If you're most people, maybe you don't watch Terrifier 2. It's not for the faint of heart. If you like mindless gore and brutality, this is for you. But if you want to sit back and watch a Disney movie or a nice family rom-com, don't watch Terrifier 2. But if you like it, it's great. Thanksgiving is just one of those things where if you like that sort of thing, you still will probably hate this. And if you like it, it's probably because you donated money to the Kickstarter and...
You're probably just friends with the people that made it, because there's no way
I wouldn't even say that. I would say you have buyer's remorse, and you can't admit to yourself that it's bad because you're like, you have a sunk cost fallacy, so you have to stand by it, which I can respect to a degree, but you need to admit that it's a bad movie.
Also, the worm guy inexplicably changes into a hot dog for literally one scene and then changes immediately back into a worm.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And there's
do that.
There's no explanation as to why that happens at all. It just happens.
Yeah, their intentions for this is Evil Dead 2 meets Labyrinth meets South Park.
Well, none of that was a thing.
No. Well, I feel like they were trying to go for South Park humor, but it doesn't land when your name isn't Trey Parker or Matt Stone.
Exactly. This is like two guys that, like, freaking got really high, watched South Park, and said, hey, we could do that, and just freaking, like, really just, like, made the worst possible knockoff of South Park.
Yeah.
Like, and jokes. You know, knockoff of jokes from South Park. Like, it's just... It's so inexplicably bad. So, and then, like, so Yomi, for some reason, goes into the fucking vortex, and then, like, they all get, you know, whatever. They go into the vortex, and everybody dies, and they're happy, and then he fucking builds. Oh, so also, friggin' Jefferson is up in heaven, and for some reason becomes, like, is, like, greeting everyone as they die.
Because he's, except like, for a security guard for heaven now.
Yeah, it's so stupid, and then, like, fucking...
And he doesn't like Yomi, so he's just always, like, a dick to her, even in heaven.
Yeah, he's like, fuck off, we don't want you. When she's, like, dying. And then,
which, that part I laughed at, too.
Yeah. And then he also fucking, like, so they finally, like, you know, they defeat Turkey or whatever, and, like, the sequel gets destroyed in the vortex, and he makes the Thanksgiving theme park, which is just awful. It looks like a fucking, like, Chernobyl friggin' theme park. Like, it's just, like, old and rusty and destroyed and fucking stupid looking. And I don't even remember if that was, I think that was all that happens. I don't even know if anything
I think
anything
the
else.
Worm and the moth robot help him manage it, because they're the only other people left.
Yeah.
There's also a wise old turkey. And, it goes into, like, a 32-bit video game, a 16-bit video game for, like, a second, for, like, the battle between Turkey and the wise old turkey who dies pretty much immediately.
Yeah, but, like, there's not even a fight. It, like, he just dies. He's there to die, basically.
Yeah. Is there any... I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that we missed because our brain erased it from memory.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing of note, I don't think.
I wish I had something good to say about this.
There's nothing good.
I can't. I guess some of the prop work was good.
I guess.
Animation sequences were dreadful.
Oh, I will say some of the music was pretty good. But it was probably just, like, generic music that they downloaded off of, like, a friggin', like, you know, music licensing website, pretty much.
Probably.
But that's about it. That's all I could say that was good. There's really nothing. There's no redeeming qualities at all. It's not even good as, like, a bad movie to make fun of. Like, I was genuinely, like,
when we watched Thanksgiving last year, and you can listen to that episode if you want to go that far, if you want to go back in time, and you'll see that we love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is this movie is terrible, but you need to watch it because of how stupid it is. It's fun to watch this because of how bad it is. Where, like, you can make a drinking game out of Thanksgiving, and you and your friends will probably laugh watching it and, like, have a good time watching this one. Thanksgiving 3 is the complete opposite experience.
Yes.
It's painful to watch this.
Yeah. It was... I would rather have a wisdom tooth extracted than watch this again.
Oh.
Like, that's how bad... Like, I almost did not make it through. Like, halfway through the movie, I was like, I really want to turn this off right now.
I did, too. Like, I wanted it gone.
If this is a movie I was seeing in the movie theater, I would absolutely have walked out.
This would have been the first time I walked out of a movie theater if this was playing in theaters.
Yeah, me too. It was... And I've seen plenty of bad movies that were, like, funny and fun to make fun of. Like, The Room is a great example, because that movie is just so stupidly bad. But it's hilarious. And it's fun to watch because of how bad it is. This is not fun to watch. There was nothing good about this. There was nothing funny about it. The jokes were really stupid and, like, a lot of times just gross. And like, it's not even like gross out humor that was funny. It was like gross out humor that was like really awkward and would be and make you be like, okay, that's kind of not, you know, if it was like a comedian telling these jokes, like the audience would kind of be like whinging and like fucking being like, what the fuck? Yeah, like,
this was constant cringe.
Yeah, it was.
My wife watched it with me a little bit, and she like fell asleep maybe within the first 20 minutes, and I was like, "You really locked out."
Yeah.
She was like she woke up and she was like, "How was the movie?" And I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yeah,
like not even like a silly way, not even like a, "Oh my god, what the fuck just happened? This is great." I was just legitimately pissed off and confused. Because I didn't understand why I did this. She was like, how bad was it? I was like, if I didn't have to do this for the podcast, I would never, ever go out of my way to watch something like this. And I probably would have stopped when you fell asleep.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain how bad it is.
I have no idea. To talk about something good, I finally started playing Spyro Remastered.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and my first reaction was, this is a beautiful game.
Yeah.
That was nice. I beat it pretty quickly. Not 100%, but I'm not going to bother with 100% because I'm playing Ripto's Rage now. Nice. But I will say, Nasty Nork is kind of in the right. Because all the dragons were mean to him.
Well, kind of.
They made fun of him on national TV.
That's like, true.
Of course he should have gotten retaliation for it. He did nothing wrong. He was watching TV, minding his own business, and then they made fun of him on the news. And then he was like, "Oh, I'll show them." Where he probably wasn't going to do anything if they didn't say anything.
Well, really, though, only, like, one dragon makes fun of him, and he freezes all the dragons because of that, so he is kind
of... Okay, well, he overreacts.
Yeah.
But it's not that... But, like, it's not too bad. Like, he's still, like, he's pretty justified if he at least got the one dragon. But, yeah, he did overreact a bit. And maybe...
Ripto is definitely an asshole.
Yes, Ripto is definitely an asshole.
He's an evil guy.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of assholes, this movie is fucking dreadful.
It is.
I don't know what else to say about this, and I don't want to just say this movie sucks for hours. I would say watch the movie for yourself, but I'm telling you now, don't watch it. We've done it for you. Don't ever do this. We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and please don't watch Thanksgiving 3. It's fine if you watch the first one, but... Don't watch Thanksgiving 3. I kind of wish that they made it Thanksgiving 2 because it seemed like the little bits of Thanksgiving 2 that we did see might have actually been better than Thanksgiving 3.
Absolutely better.
But this is just god awful. There aren't enough negative numbers to give this a rating. I don't know what to say. Well, I guess I can just say Happy Thanksgiving, because I don't want to fucking talk about this anymore.
Yeah, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, you bastards. Wow, we've just insulted our audience. Thanks, Killing 3. And now everyone hates us. Episode 76 is just the episode that we get canceled for.
This was definitely the Lulu of movies.
This was the Lulu of movies.
And if I knew how bad it was, I would definitely be like, well, you have to pay us $10,000 to watch it, because we ain't...
Yes, I would do that, too.
Well,
they made a movie for $112,000. Other than the puppets, I'm not sure where the money went.
Probably to friggin' crack and hookers.
Probably to crack and hookers. I'd second that. I mean, I will say at least they were enthusiastic about making this, but... Oh, God.
You know, their scientists, you know, they were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Mm-hmm. Truer words were never spoken. Alrighty. Well, we hope that you enjoyed yourselves listening to us ramble about this movie. We hope that
We hope that if you were considering to watch this movie, that we have just saved you an hour and a half or longer. We also hope that you have a wonderful, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving. And we hope that everybody in your family and household is safe. And we hope that you have a good time. If you're going to be doing a Friendsgiving, we hope all your friends are cool too. Just as long as they're not telling you that Thanksgiving 3 is any good, then you should probably just not be friends with them anymore.
Yep.
But in the rare chance of that happening, well, maybe just go to the movies and watch Terrifier 2 if you can.
Yeah. If you find out one of your friends was one of the Kickstarter backers of this movie, well, then disown them.
Or either that, or just tell them to get off the drugs. Just find your nearest rehab facility and just check them in for a night. Be a good pal. All right. But that has been Why Does This Exist? I am Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And remember, question everything.
Good night, everybody.